that the Ikar Adin is a din of Ner Ish Beisai, that it would be enough only one candle. But then there's Mahadrin and Mahadrin Minna Mahadrin that go either first connecting each one of the Bnei Bais, and then even more to go connecting the Yomim Hayoitzin or the Nomi Hanichnosin, Machlekes Bisham and Beisila. The din to do Mahadrin is not your regular run of the mill Hiddur Mitzvah. It might be Me'ikar Hadin. You know, the Rambam says a person has to be Moicher Ksusoi. It's so important, the mitzvah of Chanukah, it's Chaviva Adboi. You have to even be Moicher Yiksus to get Shemin V'Neirois. The Rambam says you have to be Moicher Ksus to get Shemin V'Neirois. Now, many Achbarim say, you know, if you're already that desperate that you're selling Yiksus, one candle should be enough. So why does he say Shemin V'Neirois? What?
Every night.
Yeah. So use the same there. Oh, you think there means a colorful candle from the box? A ner means a kli that you put the oil in. A ner is a kli. A kreisel, Rashi says. So yeah, every year someone asks this question. No, I know what I'm saying. But ner means the cup that you put the oil in. So why would it say you should be wearing chesus the shemen and neiros? It's enough. Just shemen. The Nair, one candle. So the Rosh Avech wants to be like, Vaistos, you have to be Moicher Ksus even for the Mahadrin. Mahadrin, by Chanukah, the oil is not in Mahadrin. You don't have it. You know anyone that does the only one candle? There's an Indian of Mahadrin. Avadi would have to know, though, what would be more important? To do Mahadrin or Shemin Zayis? The guy's choice. The man, his budget is that he can either have enough Shemin Zayis for one candle each night, or he can talk get, I mean, for the record, you need 36 candles. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's put the Sharmish on the side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is 36. Lamed Vav Neirois, Lamed Vav Mesechtes, Lamed Vav Shoyes that the Oir Hagon is in the Gan Eden, Lamed Vav Sufganiyot. There's a lot of Lamed Vav. But a person has enough money either to get 8 candles only for Shemen Zayit, or he can have 36, but it will be from a different oil, from Shaiva, or from Shemen Kenoila, or various other kinds of Shemen. What's it better, Shemen Zayis or Mahadrin, if you would pick your choice? Because again, we're saying here, you have to be Moicher Ksus for Shemen Zayis. Let's say a guy has Neiros of Shaiva. You have it Zayis, you have to be Moicher Ksus to upgrade to Shemen Zayis.
There's no Revach of Persume Nisa by the type of oil.
L'chayr, there's no Revach in the Persume Nisa. Again, the Chavib is considered Persume Nisa, but Avada, this is Zichra Maila. It's before a new Shemen. There's a mile in Shemen Zayis. It has to do with the Ner of the Beis HaMikdosh. There's other reasons.
No, I'm saying comparing it to the more Neros one.
Right.
So there's more Persume Nisa.
So that's for sure more important.
Nah, that's
for sure more important than Shemen Zayis.
What's the reason why the Neros?
A guy has 15 candles of the Shemen Zayis, and he has a full set of 36, but 15 are Shemen Zayis. Should he do Shemen Zayis like the first few days till he uses them up, or save at least one Shemen Zayis one?
Well, if you don't hold
aim to have at least an Erushu based on Shemen Zayis.
If you don't hold it, though, then that according to the Mandama that says that you need to have for more, that it's more, it's not, Mahajan's the Ikra Din,
right.
then it's not whatever. If you hold that you don't need that, then for sure, then why shouldn't you have at least one? If the whole mitzvah is just one candle a day, for
right,
sure you should save for one day.
Sure, but do you make a cheshbon like that? Right now, it's the fourth night, I still have four Shemen Zayis ones. Why should I, right now, let me put the four Shemen Zayis ones. I'll worry about it later when I get to days
yeah,
7 and 8. I'll worry about it then.
Yeah, so there's
a famous tshuva from the... Mr. Brewer brings it. It's not the tshuva said, who's the biggest tshuva from? If the person is told, he's a prisoner, he's told he can come back for one day to daven, should he go out Yom Kippur, or Purim, or today, right?
Go that day.
There's a mile up right now, right? A person was davening for a shidduch. He said he wants that the shidduch should be at the right time, with the right bocher, and right now. There's a mile of such a thing also. But the question is, you know, is reason or hither. What would you do? Now, if a person, let's put Shemin's eyes on the side. Let's say Bechlal, a person doesn't have all 36. He doesn't have a full deck, yeah? He doesn't have all 36. There's 36 cards. He doesn't have 36. He has only 27. So what should he do? So a lot of Rahman say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 1. But this tzad, no, because Malin B'Kodesh, let me read it. You're better off 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 7, 8. Don't play around with it. By the way, the case of 27, I need you to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 1. Why did I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 1? Why not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 1? There's no way in a 3?
Yes.
There's no? If it's the 7th night, then you have 3. Just do 1?
The whole thing of this is kind of getting the number.
So it's not the number of Titus.
Also, 3.
There's a huge machlaikis.
3-1 is 2 Yeridas. 3-1 would be 2
Yeridas. 3 would be Yerida, right? Right.
Right. 1 Yerida.
But let's talk about a basic Shiloh. The Achrayim talk about a person has 2 on the 3rd night. The Beis Halevi and the Ksav Sofer and the Mishnah Brura and all the Gedolei Achrayim say if you have 2 on the 3rd night, so just like 1. But what's the need of 2 on the 3rd night? Rav Shach and Abiezvi writes, keep up a push it about, light as many as he had. Fuck's like two. Now, first of all, save one for tomorrow. Avada, the case of the Shiloh of lighting 2 on the 3rd night, is going that you know that by tomorrow afternoon you're having a full shipment of 4:36. That's not your issue. The issue is right now, should there be 2
or
3?
What's the like to right now? Like, the fear of Shiloh.
Malam Bakoyevich, well, let me read it. If it's connected, so
what
is it? Did you see the Malam Bakoyevich?
One
man, but the Malam Bakoyevich, if you can, well, let me read it. If yesterday you did 2, you're going to go down to 1 now. It's
not
good.
You're not worried, because you're not getting...
Yesterday you did 2.
I understand, but meaning... In Yom Kippur, you're not getting any money.
That's the next Monday.
You're
no.
Not getting a lower, and regardless, you're not getting three. So you're not being minus.
No, but
you're going
according to the next Monday Yom that says he's supposed to express the Yom of the Chanukah. But like this child, that's not the Indian to express the Yom of the Chanukah. That's not.
That's not one of the like three on the second
night. There's a Shaila. If a person lights 2 on the first night, what is he supposed to do now? Rav Shlomo Kluger, if he lit 2 the first night, so now he goes all the way up to 9. Or he has a tzav faker 2 on the first night, not yoitza, and that's mamish apella. You already were yoitza. We pass in kav saying zavet. Well, like some machronim, you can blow it out. How could you blow it by lighting another candle? What? No, chama sayimon is a different one. No, but that's not. But chama sayimon is not true when the agenda is one. Hey,
you lit the first one. You were yoitza.
No, that's a different one second. You just said something that you just said.
What?
The Chlama Sayyimon is
2 is in
2. No, that's good. Okay, a lot of things. One second. If you light one, and take a light another one. So one time, you already lit one. And then everybody, if lighting another one ruins it, it's like you blew it out. But even blowing it out is not a
problem.
If
I light one before you
bring
hand, it goes out.
That will see when we get to the Chavs HaZakah.
Look, hold on. One second. It's the same.
It's not exactly the same thing. You know, if a person missed one, he's doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 6th night he totally missed. Well, you know what? Better. The 6th night he only had once, he lit one. He did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 6th night he only had one. What does he do? And then he got a home shipment. What does he do the 7th and the 8th night?
6, 7.
About not. But the shadow is 7, 8 or 1, 1 already. I'll tell you fast and finish. I'm not even sure, I'm cheshbooking this at myself now. If a person, a person's a very Pashto Nerushu base like me. And he lit 1, 1, 1, 1, and on the 6th night he missed. Should he light 7 and 8? Yeah. But maybe even that, maybe it's a package. There's a Havamina, maybe it's all nights or none of the nights. But here I'm talking the same thing on the Mahadri. Now, the din of Mahadrin is nothing to do yet with the nights of Chanukah. People misquote that. Let's get this straight. Nerush basic is one candle per house. The Mahadran do with the amount of people in the house. Lamashal, if it's a family with 7 people, Pashtus, everybody counts. The wife also counts, even though Ishtar Kikufa, but she counts. And the 2-year-old baby, everyone that's in the household. So let's say there's a household, just go with me, a 7-person household. So on the first night, if you're a Mahadran, what do you light?
7.
Who lights the 7?
Each person lights
the 7. Person? Well, the Balabais counts how many people he has, and then he lights all 7, which is the more Pashtus.
You know, tough time with a 2-year-old.
Is that Mavur and the Gemara that way?
Definitely
not. He doesn't talk about the Shalom Bayis. The Mahadran counts how many people he has. For, again, a family of 7, if you go just Mahadran, how many candles are you giving for the set?
56.
Because you're not moist if I look for the amount of days. Every single night of Hanukkah, the 5th night of Hanukkah, the 8th night of Hanukkah, the 1st night of Hanukkah, you like 7 candles. Then comes Mahadram and Mahadram. He says, no, we can do Beis Hillel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So many Yushan and Yushan brings it. The minute you choose this shot, then forget about the family members. Especially because the whole point is to show which night of Chanukah it is. So then only one person lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And how many need for the set?
No more
narrative.
36.
No
more
narrative
basis. Why
makes
this better than that?
I'm going to. Oh, one second. Excellent. Barsha Kibanti, one second.
36.
If you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, how many narratives do you need?
36.
And if you do and that's called Mahadra, Mira Mahadra. Now what does Mahadra need? If it was a 7-person family?
56.
56 is more. By the way, is it more or less? Depends how many people in the family. The days are going
to
stay the same.
You get the family
eight.
Rate.
It's 1 through 8.
That's not the board and the mantra.
So the terrence is, the Rishonim speak out. Yeah, but stelling the days of the Chanukah is a bazunda reminder. But.
What's the lush of Mahadra? Is it hither or what? Mahadra
yes,
and
Mahadra sounds
like there was Mahadra,
and we're coming. That's the Rishonim essence. So the other option is to say no, that Abad Mahadra does double jump. And he does every single night of Chanukah and for the family. So let's say it's a 7-person family on the fourth night.
252. Oh, that's the total, I think.
28?
Oh,
36.
A 7-person family. A 7-person family is 252?
I don't know, is that 7 times 36? I think so.
Doesn't have to be. A 7-person family on the fourth night. 28. About 28, but the point is like this. Who's going to light those 28 candles? The Rabbah Paskins, every, I don't know if it's 2-year-old, and I don't know about the wife. I don't know if the wife either, in opposition to Kibufai, but the Rabbah Paskins that every member is going to light is 4 candles. 7 people, 4 men. The Rambam has a different sheet. No one passes like the Rambam, but the Rambam has a very interesting sheet. He says the Baal HaBayis lights all the candles, and he talks about a 10-person family, actually. And he says, let's say you have a 10-person family, so on the first night, the Baal HaBayis lights 10 candles. On the second night, you want to add more. So you're going to light
20.
1 out of 11. Do 10, 11, 12, 17.
Because then you don't have a narration based on Hajj or Mahajj. You only have a narration based on
One second. Good. But the excellent. But the Rambam says, first night 10, and the second night 20. And of course, you don't need to calculate for this. How many candles do you need for such a system? Just add a 0. 360, right? Just. Okay, now, I'm not talking about Shamshi. I always wonder in the Rambam, when you're lighting 10 the first night, so Be'etzem, when you're lighting 10, what do you have in your mind? The guy's lighting himself, what does he have in mind? The first one's for him, the second one's for Gnendel, the Rebbetzin, then for the oldest kid. You go in order, the 10 people of the family. Now the second night, you're not doing 11, you're doing 20. But how does it work? The second candle that he's lighting the second night, he's lighting 20, I know he's not 20, but the first candle is his. The second candle is Gnendel's first, one second, Gnendel's first or his second?
His second.
What?
His second.
His second. Well, what's your right? What's the nafkamina? Well, he's asking, he's going to light 20 candles anyways. What's the nafkamina? What? If, one second. If it's a 10-person family, it's the fourth night, and it's supposed to light
40,
and he has only 22 candles, and he's getting more tomorrow. How many does he light? Yes, stamp 22? I think
that's
like,
that we said.
I think 20, or maybe only a more, for the per person people. Maybe only sets of the maybe 21.
You're dealing with the
I, but I don't know if the Rambam is
like. So which one? Are you
okay, doing? We'll see. We'll see.
Maybe if he's by himself, he would light 3.
No, if he's by himself, he would light.
If you only in the case where it's on the where you only have 22 and it's the fourth night.
For 22, he's supposed to light 40. It's a 10-person family. It's the fourth night. He's supposed to be lighting 40. Last night he lit 30, and he is going to get 50 more for tomorrow. He only has 22 tonight. How much do you light?
He should light all 22, because if he's by himself, he would light 3.
He would light 4.
Right. I'm saying if he only had 3 himself.
I'm telling you also. But what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina if it's the second one is his? There's an interesting shiloh that you make a bracha on the neighbors called Shasim Yisimlavi saying. When do you make the bracha of Shasim Yisimlavi saying? Most people make all 3 brachas the first night and 2 brachas the next other nights before they even light the first candle. But does the tzad know that shasanisim is really like sort of a birchas haroyim? That the same way if someone doesn't light when he sees candles, he makes a bracha of shasanisim. The madlik that makes the shasanisim is not a different din. It's his madlik looks at it and makes a birchas haroyim. So you can make the shasanisim after you light all the candles. There are those that say light only one candle and make the shasanisim after you light the first one. I saw in the Avudraham, he says no, you make the shasanisim before the new. Meaning every day you voice the haroyim, you make the shasanisim before the new candle. Like if the fifth night, you make the shasanisim after 4 candles, right before the fifth one. Like the Rambam on the second night when he made the shas, he said, if he held like if he held like that Avodram. If he held like that Avodram, when would you make the shas nisim? Yesterday he lit 10. And the Yisoyis make the shas nisim before the noob.
It's totally on this question.
Yeah, but I'm trying to say enough kamina.
Yeah.
Would he make before the second candle or before the 11th? That's why we're going to be enough kamina.
This chat,
If someone has a Gemara here in Shabbos, can you give them it? That would be fine.
Yeah.
In the times of the Gemara, there weren't electronic lights outside in the streets. When it got dark, the Oilam went home, and it was Kol Sarayim and Ashur. Finished. 7 p.m., the Oilam is at home. What are they doing? Sleeping. We're learning. The Gemara says, I'm still here in the Hemshel of Shabbos. A Rogel B'ner, happily bottom from Midi Chachamim. I heard a Mara Likim Shat. Because there's two choices at 7 p.m. when there's no electric. Either you go to sleep, or you light a candle and learn. What does the 4-year-old or the 10-year-old see his father doing? Either sleeping or learning. A Rogel B'ner, happily bottom from Midi Chachamim. He sees what Tata does, that's what's going to happen to him as well. But anyways, the concept was that people were home, there's nothing to do with the streets anymore. And he went home. So the Gemara says the Ikur's amount of lighting is from Shkiyas Achama Ajatich Rebel and Ashur, which the Gemara says is 30 minutes. And the Gemara says for these 30 minutes, Maila the Kofsa Adamatakla, in those 30 minutes it goes out, you have to relight it. So the Gemara says, no, really you don't have to relight. We pass the Kofsa and Zagat. Nor the Eloy Adlik Matlik, if you didn't light it then yet, you couldn't Matlik. Inami le Shiyura. There's a big tone in the place. Shiyura means that you have to have a half hour's worth of oil in it. But the other Malima says, no, the half hour set is not needing a half hour rule. Maybe you don't need a half hour. You just need the light in that frame of time. And for here, you have to don't light a club. And it's enough community to these two shot that whether you should cloud light later. Lamash the Magana Brahma has it sad that if it's ready 15 minutes after Shkia, so then you only have to go for 15 minutes. Yeah, anyways, there's no beyond. And otherwise, you missed it. Now, the Gemara, the Pais can say that it's Manazeh, even much later, because first of all, you light for the Anji Besoy and various other factors. Question. What's the earliest time to light?
Shkia.
Can you light before Shkia from Plag?
No.
Yeah.
On Friday, not Amshana, first regular. On Friday, the Amshana of a Rebbe lights every single night of Hanukkah a few minutes before Elisa Shachar. Except for Friday night, somehow, I don't know how it works out. Friday night he lights 71 minutes after Shkia. 71, yeah.
71
minutes.
Yeah,
71 minutes.
You
didn't
buy it
again. Yeah. But after the Shabbos, even non-optional. He's worked out with Chol Shabbos on non-optional. Yom Kippur ends on Tuesday, that's not the point, but and also he doesn't go past Alois. There are things that he does. He's doing now double Monday afternoon, but somehow Ner Chanukah is never after Alois, and on Friday it never was.
Why is it that?
It goes like this. The Pashtus on Friday, the Etzem, the Takana was different. When we light on Plag on Friday, it's because that's what they were misakin. Most, there's a whole nidden, if it's Kafset, Ein Zokakla, even if it goes out before Shkia. More than that, this is Rechman al-Islam. A Chloini comes, and a Leil Shabbos, he lights after, and for Amshana, but he lights. He lights when it's already Lila, Leil Shabbos. Nish Stam that he was also Machal Shabbos. Avadi Machal wasn't Yotzer. It's like lighting at 2 in the afternoon. On Fridays, the Takana was different, that's not this man. Kach Nero Lefi is lighting. What? No, I don't mean nothing except Avera. I mean, because it's not, and that's exactly what I'm coming off Fuke. Nothing. That's very, maybe true, so that's not the point. The same way, there's no Ner Chanukah on Chav Gimel Kislev, and there's no Ner Chanukah on Chav Hei, the Chatzois Hayoim. On Lil Shabbos, there's no Ner Chanukah after Shkia.
Can you make bracha on Shabbos and seeing the nears?
Yes, it's Birchas Arayah. You can make Birchas Arayah later, and I didn't want to go into it, but you can make a Birchas Arayah probably even much later, even after the Tichon Regel Menashe.
Even Friday night.
Even Friday night. Yes, good point. Yes, you can make a Birchas Arayah even Friday night, way after the Tichon Regel. You can make the Birchas Arayah. Because I didn't mean that it wasn't the Maaseh Lavan. What? I'm going to get to the time zone today. Time zone. Hold on. 1 second, I want to get a point.
Thunder.
So on Friday night, that's not the time. But even on a regular day, with the Evid, when could you like the earliest? The Ramah brings a Shita Siochit from the Maria Fuav that says you like from Plag. Most Rishayim don't hold with it. I don't know if this is the head Rishayim that argue with this. It's the Maria Fuav Shita, it's a Shita Siochit. Interesting Shai Lalacha. A guy knows, has a busy schedule, whatever it is. Oh, he's gomer, yeah? He has, on a Tuesday night, yeah? He has two options. Either can he light from Plag, or he can light 10 o'clock at night. Which one is better? Plag, and have the Maria Vuav, which
how
is Nasi Yochid.
It's going to last all the way through.
No.
Maybe you can say that he's
going to No, it's going to last. No, nice, good point. It's going to be a Plag that's going to get him through a half hour after Shkia.
It will.
But still, yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. Let's say it will. That's interesting. Yes, let's say it will. Let's say it will.
It's got a last test.
Oh, it's interesting. I never heard a night shy. I saw this this morning, but I never heard a shy. Let's say a person has only two candles. He knows he's getting more. He knows he's getting more than the rest of the time, but only has two candles. It's the second night. He only has two candles. He has two doors, and there's a sugya that al-chashad, you have to light in both places. Din chashad. What is more important? To light one candle in both places and do chashad, or to do mahadrin? Interesting.
What?
Why is it not mahadrin? No, that's mahadrin.
Maybe you're stuck with the chashad on mahadrin then.
Whoa. You mean he has a migu, the same way two on his table would be called two.
You don't make two brachas, right?
You know what? One second. That's very good. I have a question. You know, the Gemara has a shaylah. If they're Hanukkah and they're Shabbos, which is better? What does the Gemara say?
Shabbos.
Why?
It
wasn't the Gemara Khan.
Yeah, it was.
The last
Rambam on the...
Oh, the Rambam.
Eric
Dahl. Very good. Okay, go for the Rambam. It's on the other side. Now, one second. Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos Koyim. I want to get to your question, though, but first let me interrupt myself, it goes like this. The Rambam says, first you have to be Kibbutz Chassus to Ner Chanukah. You have to be Kibbutz Chassus to Ner Shabbos. Be shy of the question. Let's assume not. So then the famous circle question. The guy has a Chassus. He doesn't have an Ner Chanukah, and he doesn't have an Ner Shabbos. Does he have to be ready for success?
Yeah.
Yeah, and by what? And then what's the Ner Chanukah going to do? Get gobbled up by a Ner Shabbos. And then the Ner Shabbos is going to say, I shouldn't have been sold to success. You know, someone once told me, I think he's wrong. Past this circle question, the reason why it's a mistake is because it must be if Ner Shabbos trumps. And then I like this brach. Ner Chanukah, then it's more that there's ready for success on Ner Shabbos.
Kol Shekin.
I had it right. There's a shayla if there's meicher chesus for shemen zayis, and there's a shayla what's better, shemen zayis of nerush beisi or mahadrin, and there's a man says there's meicher chesus for mahadrin, and if there's no meicher chesus for shemen zayis, then the meicher chesus, then the shemen zayis takes it away. I have a few other cases like that. The point is, it can't be such a thing. Lo yitachin that something that has meicher chesus and the other thing doesn't, that itself would be the machrod, and one is not machrod.
Does meicher chesus for Shabbos only have that because of the kosher came from Chanukah, or it's
that's
a separate...
what they want to say. They want to say it comes from the kosher of Chanukah, and they want to say that shot when the Rambam says Moishar with his shemen, the neiros, and we ask why do you need more than one neir? You don't have to buy neir shubes the hadron. The neir means the cup. The carrots need at least two because Chanukah every year has the
Shabbos.
And then for Shabbos you're gonna have to buy Shabbos, and then Shabbos is gonna gobble up that first candle. No, I'm going the other way. And Shabbos is gonna gobble up the Ner Chanukah, so you need to get a second there for the Ner Chanukah.
No.
Maxima Oilam, why can't the Ner Chanukah be the Ner Shabbos? and he has an Erev Hashan and Erev Chanukah is Mahalik.
Yes, both.
Why can't you just light one candle and say, and Mahalik, yes, Shabbos, Mishal
Chanukah?
No heck. So you're not Yoitza.
Why can't you light a Chanukah left?
The Derech says that Erev Shabbos is in your house and the Erev Chanukah is outside. But they would both be inside and in the
Chanukah. Makam Sakana.
So at a time of Sakana, it's fine.
Makam Sakana.
Yes, and then the Shabbos is not again in there. Why can't you light it, blow it out? Blow it out and then close their shop and light it again. Cups of anger. So why can't you do that? Fakir.
Once it's lit, I'm not using it.
So then Fakir, so then you can both. Oh, why can't you move the Nair? That's another option.
That's why it's a shabbat.
The mice is, the mice is that
that's
we're holding
that's
it above with fear. So I saw Shaila. There's Trumas Hadeshen. There's actually a Trumas Hadeshen on Friday night when you light it by plug and it's kafsa before Shkia. It's a famous machlekes Trumas Hadeshen and Taz if it's kafsa Zakakla then because you didn't even make it. I mean, imagine if the first night of Hanukkah is Friday and you lit plag and then you didn't have a mincha yet. Say Alanisim.
That's how it works. Once you do one thing, you can't do the other.
The emesis, yes, there's a whole shiur
about
it.
I
have a lot to say, I'm gonna put it on the side. That's interesting, Shiloh. If you ate the lamb of Avs Gonya is already during the plague. You need Birchas Hamazon. When you say Adam Nisim on Chav Dalet Kislev, an hour before Shkia, because you already made a bracha
Mahadol.
And there are people, by the way, already making Birchas Haroya on your neighbors because they're worried that maybe you were wrong about making Birchas Haroya.
Rabbi, it's also Shayef.
So they're already making Birchas Haroya on your neighbors. You're not going to say Adam Nisim.
It's also Shayef tomorrow Rosh Chodesh because Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
I think in Ashkenaz are even more pressing at that time.
Oh, it brings it in, yeah. No, but that is a very simple solution. People have this crisis that they don't know if they should say would say any Alav Yovi when Shabbos is going into Rosh, not this year, when it's Rosh Chodesh, it's only Sunday. Right, but I have a simple solution. When you say would say it's Shabbos, and when you get to Alav Yovi, it's Rosh Chodesh.
If you like them,
this year, oh, yeah, look at Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, Rabbi, I
said. No, Zichana, no, now I got you, no, Zichana. Okay, I want to get the Baba Metzia. I'm finally back. I want to get the Baba Metzia. There's a famous Trumas Hadeshen. We talked about it in the beginning of this month. If Reuven has 20 dinar in his package, and as his own, and as a pekadon, Shimon gave him 10, and Levi gave him 4, which means he has both. Levi gave him 6. How much does he have in the pouch?
Like a third
36. That's the number that Trumas Hadeshen uses, and that's the name of Hanukkah. No, this is the next
16 apples.
Reuven has 20. Shimon has 10. Levi put in 6. When he gets to the destination where he's supposed to bring the Shabbat, and he counts, and he only has 32. There's 4 missing. Whose 4 is missing? Do we say, Holchem the moment after arrived, to assume that it probably built from Reuven's? Or do you say that it's considered Shnai Barsim? I hope this sounds vaguely familiar if not Chazim from that base. It was a Trumas Hadeshen. So I saw an interesting Shaila al Halacha, the Gabi Hiddush Chanukah. It was the sixth night of Chanukah.
There's 3 choices, right? There's 3 possible Petroyas.
Over there by two possession? But that case.
More. There's gotta
be more. There's always
Chanukah.
The third night is it?
4.
Now, I saw a Shaila, it was the fourth night of Chanukah. No, it was the sixth night of Chanukah. And a person only had 4 Neiros. Neiros means the cups, the glass cups. He has 4 cups. Now Rav Shach would say, okay, you have 4, light 4. But he had a solution. Some friends had more, and they knew they're getting more. So he borrowed 2 from one friend, and 1 from another friend. Why do we need 1 from another friend also?
To make the case.
What? Yeah, it's Shamsach.
Now
I'm with the Shamsach. So he had 4, he borrowed 2 from one friend, 1 from another friend. To have his 7 candles, 6 plus the Shamsach. Someone came and smashed 1. Of the candles, Shoyal is chayv on oinsin. Shoyal is chayv on oinsin. Does he have to pay? And who does he have to pay? Does Roiv say that it fell from his or from the guy that gave 2 or the guy that gave 1? L'chayr it's meshach shaychi to the.
Huh?
It's Mesha Shaiki to the Shumas Hadesh and Gilead Hokman.
Why would it not be right or right?
Because ain't Hokman over not right or right? We don't have to live by the
thing, right? Ain't Hokman. It's not you can shut down the
what?
What's
up, Saving.
No, don't do it.
That's why I'm setting down.
It's going to happen on a random
day. No, there's Hanukkah. Okay, up your friend. Up your friend. Say it good. Okay, say it. I'll just take in Hanukkah.